All right. As I, Richard Dixon, talk 99.5, talk 99.5.com. My realtor is the person you need to list your house with when you decide it's time to sell. Now, the market is tight. That means a couple of things. It means, feasibly, you could list your house with anybody. It means you're going to get a good price as well. But the difference between having somebody who is a qualified, experienced real estate agent and Joe Blow, who just got his license and has been doing something else for the past 10 years, the difference between that can sometimes be thousands of dollars, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000. Are you prepared to blow off $10,000? I don't think you are. You want somebody who knows their stuff. You want somebody who's been around the block a time or three. You want somebody who does this for a living and does it all the time, especially in this market. So Monica Thatch is the person you need to call, 229-1865, 229-1865. You've got to list your house with a true pro, and she can help you find the house of your dreams as well. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams, Trustful, 229-1865, 229-1865. She managed to find me this fantastic house. She can find you yours as well. All righty. Got a few folks on the line that want to talk about the big stupid question of the day. Let's get to that before we get to Dr. Andy. Starting with Ernest in Irondale. Ernest, you are on Talk 99.5. We're looking for your porn star name, middle name, and the first car you owned. What do you got, Ernest?
My middle name and my vehicle.
First
name.
Car you owned. The first car you owned.
Okay, it's Frederick Van Schlong.
Get out, Ernest. Thank you for the call. Let's check in with Bonnie, who is in Birmingham and has the answer to this question. Bonnie, you're on Talk 99.5. What you got?
Yes, it's going to be Destiny Durango.
Oh, you missed your calling with that name. That could be something truly astounding. Destiny. How do you have a middle name, Destiny? Your first name is Bonnie. Your middle name is Destiny. Your parents were like, she may end up being a stripper. We don't know. We'd better have a name for her.
No, I'm not. I wanted to invite everybody this weekend to the American Hero Music Festival occurring up in Camp Liberty in Vinemont, Alabama, which is up off of 65, exit 310 towards Moulton. It'll be going from 11 to 11. The top band is the Black Oak, Arkansas.
Ah, quite lovely. Love a little Jim Dandy. Come on, let's do it. Cool stuff.
Absolutely.
I like it. Thank you, Bonnie.
All right.
I appreciate the call. Good luck with that. Yeah, I know a guy, at least he's a Facebook friend, and we've chatted a bit over a messenger, who was the guitarist for Black Oak, Arkansas. I think he's moved on to another band now. Elias is in Birmingham. Elias, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind, man? All right, there's Elias. He needs to go away now. Thank you, Elias. Doesn't understand how radio works. You listen to the phone, not the radio. Here's Ken in Irondale. Ken, you're on Talk 99.5. What's up, man?
I've probably got the worst one. Mine sounds like a horribly overrated actor who does worthless movies. Mine is Price Parisienne.
That you may have found the worst one than Montgomery Skylark, which is mine. Price Parisienne versus Montgomery Skylark. It sounds like two guys who both wear ascots.
Yeah.
Worry about that a little bit.
Another worthless, plotless movie, Price Parisienne versus Skylark Montgomery. Montgomery Skylark.
He's the guy. See, when he does that, it actually has a ring of truth because that's what he does for a living. Beautiful, Ken. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
I love it. Take care. Will, the Chubb father, is an alabaster. Hit me, Will. What do you got?
Kaiser.
Hello. Say that again. What is it?
Harvey Kaiser.
Harvey Kaiser, like Kaiser Solse. What's a Kaiser? What is that?
My first vehicle was a 1967 Kaiser mail Jeep, fluorescent orange, right hand drive, choke, one windshield wiper, the whole deal. It was awesome.
But hard to get a date to get into it, I'm guessing.
Yes. I had to put her in the back like the mail.
Right, and, right. Just sit back there like the sack of mail you are, lady.
tell Dr. Andy that once the grill is cooled down just enough, pickle juice is a wonderful agent for cleaning the flat top back to beautiful.
Ah, all right. Good to know. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it, man. Have a lovely day. There's Will the Chub Father from Beautiful Alabaster. And last but not least, Rusty is in Trustful. Rusty, give me your big stupid question answer. What do you got, man?
Well, the first car I had was a 1978 Monza 2+2 sport coupe hatchback right out of high school, and my porn name would be Biff Adcock.
No, it was a Chevy Monza, so that would be
Monza.
Okay, no, Monza. Yeah, no, you would be Bill Monza. That doesn't really have the same
Monza. Okay, well,
sound to it. Yeah,
that's poor name, I guess, to me. I don't know.
Hey, whatever works, Rusty. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. We now join Dr. Andy, previously in progress, Dr. Andy Sokol of Caldwell Mill Animal Clinic. Hello, Dr. A.
You can call me Brian Scirocco.
Oh, I like it.
And I have crushed 6 eggs trying to drill tacks into the egg. I don't understand how you can put a tack into an egg, a raw egg.
What kind of tacks are you using? Is it just a standard thumbtack, or is it like a furniture tack?
Thumbtack that goes into the little pegboard.
It should work.
And I use my thumb, and I push real hard, and ta-da. Then I got scrambled eggs.
All right, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. Maybe your dainty little hands, your dainty little animal surgeon hands, are not designed for this.
Yeah, but I do like the idea. Anything that can give me a tip to how to peel a hard-boiled egg easier, I'm wide open. Because I always do it with a little vinegar in the water.
Yeah, that works.
And
peeling them immediately in ice-cold water immediately after you do it. But then, you know, like I say, I like to boil up a dozen of these things and just keep them on hand for when I want a snack. Anyway, what do you think about the Chubb Father's concept of the pickle juice on the griddle for cleaning?
Well, pickle juice is salt and vinegar and water.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea because that's going to help lift up the leftover food that's burnt on, and you scrape it off, but you got to come behind it with water because you don't want to leave salt on that iron.
No.
But rinse it off real well, get it dry, and don't forget to put that, season it when it's cooled. The big question I keep getting from everybody says, hey, I hear you have a Blackstone. They go, when do you clean it? I said, I clean it as soon as I'm done cooking.
Oh, yeah.
I hand the food off. Beach Girl plates the food while I'm still at the griddle and cleaning it while it's hot right there.
Yep.
Some people let it cool, eat, and then come back and do it.
No. No, I've got a griddle that fits on my gas stove, as many people have seen in various videos. And I wait until that thing is cool enough to touch with hot pads, right?
Yeah.
So I will pick it up and I will put it in the sink and I will clean it right there with hot water and kosher salt. But generally, the hot water and my scraper dealy is enough to get done what I need to get done with it. You'll be amazed at how much easier it is to clean these things when they are hot than it is when they are cold. It just makes a world of difference. I also have heard vodka. Cheap vodka is a really good cleaner for that. I guess that's the alcohol, that the content there that makes a difference, huh?
I've used the club soda. And, you know, my lesson came from going to the Japanese steakhouse. And I quizzed the chef from beginning to end. And what he did when it was still hot, he scraped it, he turned the heat off, and he immediately poured club soda on there and put a rag and scrubbed that. So I'm of the nature of, hey, clean it as soon as you've cooked it.
Trust the Japanese. They know what they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, except for that one time when we beat them in the war. But other than that, they're very, very smart. All right. Hold on, if you would please, Dr. Andy. We'll come back and continue this conversation and lots of other stuff. Don't worry. He's a veterinarian. You can call him with your pet questions if you so desire. Just for the love of God, nobody ask what he thinks of Dynavite. We get that question like twice a week.
But Richard, I need to know, what does he think of Dynavite?
We're not going down that road. Go back and listen to one of our previous podcasts. It's in there. I guarantee it. 212, back in a moment. Stick around. You know, not just a great song off of Tapestry, but also the theme song to the show Gilmore Girls, which you think, why in the hell are you watching Gilmore Girls, Richard? Well, Amy Sherman Palladino, who was responsible for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and if you haven't watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, you have really missed out. She was also responsible for that show, and in fact, it was kind of the early works of Amy Sherman Palladino, who writes some very funny, very quirky, a lot of vague references and things, almost Dennis Miller-esque in its methods. And entertaining, and Lauren Graham was a babe, so, and still is, frankly. So yeah, that's why I was watching it, and that was the theme, and it was a good one. This is an upsetting piece of news. In addition to losing Walter Mondale, who was vice president to Jimmy Carter, but also he ran for the presidency against Ronald Reagan in 1984 and got shellacked. And he was also the senator from Minnesota, my home stomping grounds, for many, many years before he was tapped to be the vice president. He passed away at the age of 93. I think if Walter Mondale had, you know, been woken up from a sound sleep and asked about today's Democratic Party, he would have said, I don't even recognize it. He was a Hubert Humphrey Democrat, which is looks a whole lot more like a JFK Democrat. I think the guy had a good heart and a strong set of policies and principles by which he adhered, and none of those seem to apply today. So a sad state of affairs. I think our country would have been significantly poorer had he won the presidency instead of Ronald Reagan getting reelected, but there was very little fear of that. And now we get a second word here that yesterday also passing away, Jim Steinman. If that name seems familiar, it's because he wrote every single track on the Meatloaf album Bat Outta Hell and Bat Outta Hell 2 Back Into Hell. He also was responsible for Nothing I Can Say, Total Eclipse of the Heart, and Celine Dion's It's All Coming Back to Me Now. Jim Steinman dead at the age of 73. No cause is given, but apparently there was a medical emergency involved in the process. Sad state of affairs. Work Trucks is downtown at 2324 3rd Avenue South. If you're looking to get a top-quality pre-owned work truck, then why wouldn't you go to the Southeast number one pre-owned work truck dealer? There's a reason why they're so popular. There's a reason why they're so successful. They bring them in from all over. They price them right. They put them through a 120-point inspection. There's nothing not to love about Work Trucks. Work Trucks with an X, LLC.com on your computer. Work Trucks with an X, LLC.com. Go check, see, drive, buy. You will love it. Downtown at 2324 3rd Avenue South, where they are all about trucks. Dr. Andy Sokol is hanging out with us. And I got a really fascinating post here from a friend of mine, a high school friend of mine, puts this up. And every once in a while, Kent could be known to drop a pearl of wisdom on us. And this is it. While cooking dinner the other day for my wife's 103-year-old cousin, I had a great idea for a new cooking show. A bit of background. We've all seen today's cooking competitions. They all take place in huge, well-stocked kitchens, stacks of expensive pans, racks and drawers full of utensils, a leather-encased set of knives so sharp you could be in an operating room, etc. Well, cooking for Toots is sometimes a challenge. Understandably, her kitchen doesn't have much of these days. She hasn't cooked in a very long time, as she has food prepared for her by the facility's kitchen or by friends and relatives. So despite a pretty bare kitchen, she does pretty well. The kitchen? Sure, there's a few pots and pans and some utensils, but clearly not everything that I'm used to having available. So, the game show idea, cooking in Granny's kitchen. Chefs are given exactly 45 minutes to prepare their signature dish, but there's not going to be a sharp knife anywhere. Plenty of dull ones, though. No strainers, and the pots won't have heat-proof handles, so you got to use oven mitts. There's one small spatula from 1954, and the oven and stovetop work, sort of. I would watch that show.
Right. Now, what about the ingredients? You've talked about the hardware and the utilities.
Right. Right.
But, you know, do you have access to Grandma's pantry?
Well, that's it. You're like, okay, I need some baking powder. We don't have baking powder. We have baking soda. Okay, that's not the same thing. I'm going to have to work around that somehow. Where do you keep the butter? Oh, I ran out weeks ago. I haven't bought any. What? Seems like it'd be a good
great
time to me.
I'd like to take the top chefs, that are on Food Networks,
yeah,
the Cook Channel, and put them in there and see how they do, because they're all used to working with the whistles and bells. Let's challenge them with the utensils and the
when
and
you
the
have
supplies.
All the best yeah. stuff, and I have been stocking up on the best stuff. I've got a shockingly well-stocked kitchen now, just in what I've managed to achieve in the last 6 years. It ties in with this. You know, I put this video of me refurbishing this smoker up online. It's 18 minutes, and I'm sorry. It just – I can't figure out what I would cut out of it. But I obviously shot far too much. You know, I didn't really need to show you things in process or whatever. But my next-door neighbor saw it, and he said, hey, you did a good job. Remember next time you do something like this that your next-door neighbor has got, like, sandblasting tools, and I've got, you know, chemicals and chemical baths and things. And I was like, yeah, I knew that. I knew that at the time. And I appreciate Ed, and I appreciate the fact that he's willing to make all of those things available to me. But this video was to show people like me how you can do this. I mean, I knew how to do this because I've done stuff like this in the past, and this is the first time from start to finish I was refurbishing a smoker. But not everybody has got sandblasting equipment and chemical baths and things like that at their sure. beck and call. So I wanted to put it out in such a way that people could go like, I could do that. My smoker looks like crap. I could fix this. I could make it look just like that one. And I'll get a couple of years of use out of this one. It's a little old, and there's some problems with it that eventually will doom it, and I'll have to go out. Darn it, I'll have to go out and buy a new one. Don't you hate it when that happens?
Hmm. Yeah, but what you know, someone's going to be have watched that video and be walking through a garage sale and say, hey,
yeah.
I can do that.
I can yeah. fix this. Well, it now clears the way. Now that I've got that done, clears the way for me to pick up a Blackstone, and guess what? You can't yeah. find one out there for nothing. You can't find people. I've had people approach me and go, I got a 17-inch one. No, no, no. It's got to be the 36, doesn't it? I got
right.
You got the 36,
yep.
don't you? Yeah, I got to
yeah,
have the 36.
And again, I purchased mine from Ace Hardware in Mount Laurel, but I know at least maybe 2 months ago I saw them out in Walmart mm-hmm. in their outdoor section, but I haven't
I did too.
Since then.
2 months yeah. ago I saw them, yes. And every time I go to a Lowe's, I go to a Home Depot, or I go to a Walmart, I check their supply, and there are none. So I may have to buy the thing online and just settle in. They've also gone
yeah,
up $100 in price. They were $300 last year. They're $400 this year. And I'm like, well, that's what I get for waiting.
Demand. But I'm sure if you get it offline from Blackstone.com, you're going to have to be assembling that sucker.
I can do that. I'm good at assembling things. Hell, I've assembled damn near everything in my life. I had to rebuild my life after my marriage fell apart. I didn't assemble that very well. But the rest of it, feel pretty good about. I once built a dog out of spare parts, Dr. Andy. I'm that good. We'll get some first news here. Come back. Continue this conversation. Your calls are welcome. 545-9950. 844-455-9950. The Birmingham Broker phone lines are open. Should you wish to opine or ask questions about your aminals, Dr. Andy has got some experience in that area. All right, back in a flash, Richard Dixon, Talk995, Talk995.com. Hard to believe that this song is 50 years old. Actually, this version of this song is 50 years old. The song itself is much older because it was originally done by somebody else, of course, back when Carole King was writing in the Brill Building with Jerry Goffin. Amazing, amazing stuff from Carole King on the Tapestry album. 50 years old this year.
Now,
so many great albums turning 50.
We've got some breaking news. The jury has reached a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. They are reconvening at the courtroom as we speak. I'll keep you posted once they actually have someone there. And
yeah, please do. Because I need to, if we can carry that live, then we need to do so, obviously, because it is the biggest story going on right now. And I'm a little shocked, you know, that actually Joe Biden decided to sound off on this Chauvin jury verdict, saying that he is praying that the Chauvin jury reaches the right verdict and says the case is overwhelming. This is, you know, this is politics 101. And I guess you could say, well, he's being very obtuse about it and saying the right verdict. But, you know, we all know what Joe Biden thinks the right verdict is. I think The correct response would be the men and women of that jury have got a difficult decision to make, and we trust them and the jury system to come up with what is, you know, what is the correct decision. But I'm not in that room, and I didn't see all the evidence, so I'm not the right person to ask about this. This goes all the way back. Dr. Andy is with us. Dr. Andy Sokol, of course. It was all the way back, I remember, 1973, I want to say it was, the Manson trial. You weren't around then, I'm guessing, right? Yeah, or if you were, you were a toddler.
Sorry.
Is Dr. Andy?
I'm sorry. There he
is.
Hit the wrong
button.
Is he
button. With us?
He's still with us.
All right. Thought you disappeared on me there, Dr. Andy. Anyway, you weren't around in 73. Yeah. Anyway, Richard Nixon actually was asked by a reporter, and he said, "Oh, I think Charles Manson is guilty." And it ended up on the headline of major metropolitan newspapers, including the L.A. Times. And Charles Manson got a hold of a copy, I guess his lawyer did, and he held it up in court for the jury to see. And then his defense, of course, moved for a mistrial. Well, the jury has seen this now, and the judge in the case did not grant the mistrial. But, you know, this is the sort of thing after Maxine Waters had suggested that we need to get more confrontational if we don't get the verdict that we want. The judge in the case said, you know, on appeal, you could probably get this overturned just based on her comments. When will politicians learn to shut the hell up about this stuff?
I don't know.
I was waiting for that. Yeah.
I think they
clearly the answer is not today. Yeah.
Not today. But he has to recognize he's a president. He does not need to give his opinion because it's going to carry a lot of opinion and weight.
Sure. Yeah. No, he doesn't need to. The mayor of Minneapolis should not be saying spouting off about this. Maxine Waters should not be spouting off about this. Crazy. Anthony and Company Jewelers is at 2080 Valleydale Road. They are your engagement ring headquarters. They sell other stuff, sure. They got a lot of other stuff. You know, you want some high-end watches. They do work on high-end watches as well. Are you looking for, a wedding ring set? Do you need something, in a pendant, a necklace, a bracelet? They got something that fits every budget. But when it comes to the engagement rings, this is where they really shine. All right, they've got a huge selection that's out, another huge selection in the back, and they can design or redesign anything you want to specifically meet your needs and desires. That is what Anthony and Company does. Anthony and Company Jewelers, 2080 Valleydale Road, largest selection, lowest price, guaranteed, just that simple. Find out why they have so many five-star reviews online. 2080 Valleydale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe. There you go. Greg is in Lay Lake. Wants to talk about a variety of things with you and me, Dr. Andy. Let's see what he has to say. Greg, you're on Talk 99.5. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm a software engineer, so I design websites for a living. And your website's really lame, so I just wanted to give some suggestions to help it out. So
I can't wait to hear it. Yeah.
I know. First of all, say you're on you're on your smartphone looking at the website, there should be a button that says dial. So you can call in the studio.
So you just call the radio station. Oh, that's
right.
A good idea. I like that idea.
Imagine
that's
that.
A good idea.
Yeah. It should be in the header, so no matter which page you're on, you always have the call button up there.
You have the ability to just push that button, make the call. That's great.
Exactly.
We'll pass that up to corporate immediately.
All right. Then you should have a sponsors page because, I know you do a lot of, commercials. But,
what?
Every time it never fails, whenever I need something, I'm like, what was the name of that?
What was that guy
company?
That he was talking about?
Yeah.
The dude with the,
yeah. Yeah, the
plumber, Mr. Bucks. That's Mr. Bucks to you. Uh-huh. Right, yeah, no, I love that idea. I love that idea, too. We've kicked that around. Right. We certainly have. What else you got?
The TuneIn app, it shows, say you're, listening from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., Murphy, says Matt Murphy Show. Then from 10 to 2, Richard Dixon.
Yeah.
And 2 to 6 is Leland.
I think at some time, it actually was that, or it was close to it. Look, here's the thing.
Right.
Unfortunately, our website is a corporate thing. It is a template
right.
that is done and is handled outside of our building. There was a time when it was handled inside of our building, and it was a significantly more up-to-date piece of work. But at one point, corporate decided that they were going to homogenize all of these, and they gave us zero choice in the matter. And consequently, you know, we fight that battle with some consistency. Things like, can we at least get the times of the shows right? That would be nice. Believe me, your suggestions are not falling on deaf ears. If we ever do get the chance to get this back into our hands, we'll probably put all of those into play immediately.
Right, and I'll be your part-time IT guy for, you know, like $40,000 a year. You know.
Is that all? Right. $40,000? What a deal. Okay.
Whew. Just part-time, yeah.
You got us. You got us on. You're first on the list, Greg. Yeah.
Okay. So then, legalizing marijuana, you know, in the state of Alabama, you cannot legally purchase a personal massager. So I don't think they're ever going to, the idiots in my country, are ever going to legalize marijuana.
You know, for a long time, we had an argument over which one was going to be legal first in Alabama, gay marriage or marijuana. And the Supreme Court came in and made gay marriage legal. So it was like, oh, well, okay, that was almost like a, that was almost unfair. You know, that was an olly-olly oxen-free situation. I don't even care about whether or not recreational marijuana is ever made legal. It's the medical marijuana that gets me. I mean, how do people not understand the benefits of this drug for people who are suffering from specific things, migraines, glaucoma, people going through chemo and radiation therapy? They all swear by the THC in the marijuana, and it has to be smoked in order to really make it work. And the fact that people are still at the state level fighting this is mind-blowing to me.
Oh, absolutely. All right, and then so the big stupid question, and I got a question for Andy, or Dr. Andy. So,
sure.
Big stupid question. Forest Mustang 67. If only I had bought a 69 Mustang.
It'd be much more impressive.
Right.
Forest exactly. 69 Mustang. Yeah, now you're talking. All right, hit Dr. Andy with a question. Let him talk for a while.
All right. So another cat almost killed my cat, and I was wondering if there's any way to stop other cats from coming into the yard. You know, I was going to, like, put out one of those humane traps, you know, and relocate the cat, but then I thought, you know, it probably belongs to somebody in the neighborhood, so I decided not to do that.
Wow, that's a tough one. My first advice, keep your cat inside.
Right.
That solves the cat fight. I hope your cat is spayed or neutered, because usually cats that are not spayed or neutered are going to want to be on the attack for the a fight, but I don't have a good way to keep other cats from coming into your property unless some way they're discouraged. And so your best bet is maybe find the owner of those cats or relocate them, rehome them, or keep your cat inside. Problem solved.
Yeah, I started keeping her inside, you know, because the attacks were like early in the morning, late at night. So she's inside during those times. But, you know, she likes to go outside during the day. She'd drive us crazy if she stayed inside all day.
Perfectly understandable, but yeah, do the best you can to keep the two cats separated, obviously. Thank you for the call. Right. Good one, Greg. I appreciate it. Keeping an eye on the jury verdict in the trial for ex-police officer Derek Chauvin. We are awaiting, I guess the jury has come back in, now we're waiting for a judge and all the rest of this, right? We have the news. It usually takes a while. A lot of times they'll say, we'll have a verdict in an hour. I mean, that's not an uncommon thing.
They're saying around 3:30, according to the reporter I just heard. So they're saying close to 3:30 our time, 4:30 Eastern.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. That sounds about right. The downside, of course, is it puts us closer to nightfall, and things really go to hell. And anybody who tries to claim and is able to put some desperate effort in to claim that they have some inside information on this, they don't. The chain of custody of the verdict in a case like this is really serious and very straightforward. Generally, the jury does not get to talk to anybody, doesn't get to deal with anybody until the foreman hands that verdict off to the bailiff, who then carries it to the judge. The judge looks at it. In some states, the judge reads it. In other states, they ask the jury foreman how it's going to play out. And so we'll keep an eye on the situation for you here on Talk995 and Talk995.com. Our guest is Dr. Andy Sokol. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Boom, 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 boom. Bow. Yeah, I think people know this is a Aretha song, right? Aretha Franklin.
Yes, sir.
But it was written by Carole King, of course. Mm-hmm. Hey, this Saturday I'm going to be judging a chili cook-off at the Beer Hog. That's what they tell me. It's going to be in the late afternoon over there at the Beer Hog. I have no further details about it, but I hope to give you more information as the week goes on. Chuck Davis, ChuckDavisLaw.com. I'm going to see him this afternoon. He's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. It's just that simple. This is a guy who can help you out of a number of situations, like, for instance, personal injury, wrongful death. That would be a family member, obviously, loved one. Vehicle accidents, slip and fall cases, medical malpractice. He also handles some civil stuff, you know, divorce, custody, wills, estates, probate, contracts, stuff like that. If you are so injured that you cannot make it to see Chuck Davis in person, he can come see you. And again, that initial consultation is at no cost to you. So you can tell him your story, and he'll listen, and then he can tell you whether or not you have a case. And then you go from there. It's great. Chuck Davis, attorney at law. No representation is made that the legal services provided are superior to legal services provided by other attorneys, but he's my lawyer, and I think he ought to be yours. 823-9992, 823-9992, ChuckDavisLaw.com. On the World Wide Web. Let us go to the phones where Susan is standing by on the Birmingham broker phone line as we continue to wait for this verdict to show up, which is going to be a good 45 minutes away. Dr. Andy Sokol's hanging out with us. He has a Blackstone flat top griddle, and Susan wants to talk about exactly that. Hello, Susan. What's up?
I found you a Blackstone griddle.
Yes?
For $2.99.
Where would that be?
It would be at your local Tractor Supply store.
Ah, I love Tractor Supply.
I delivered dog food from Sunshine Mills to Tractor Supply stores around the southeast.
Uh-huh.
And when I have a truck in front of me, I go in and shop, which is dangerous because they gave me a really nice credit card.
Tractor Supply is my kind of place. Mm. All right. Yeah, I'll go take a look. I didn't know. Oh, beautiful.
All right.
I love
it. Have a good day.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. How about that? I've got listeners actually shopping and finding me the Blackstone. Now, of course, somebody's going to go buy it, and I won't be able to get to it.
You know, Richard, this is going to be the Richard Dixon Blackstone Cooking Show. As soon as you purchase yours, we're going to have even more conversation, more ideas shared. Because it's a great cooking apparatus, and if you think of many, many restaurants, they cook many of their foods on a flat top.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Will the Chub Father does a great deal of cooking on the flat top, and I love it. I'm excited about the opportunity, and I'll certainly be picking one up within the next couple of weeks. I'm kind of busy, but I hope to grab one sooner rather than later. Jason is on a cell phone. Jason, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. You guys are great.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, just wanted to touch base. You know, you've made some great points, and you're really good at what you do when you talk about how the election will not be investigated. Now, Richard, what we're looking for is solutions. You know, what we want, we know the media is never going to be, the mainstream liberal media is never going to be on our side. So it's going to be an uphill battle. And the thing they were able to pull off, a lot of people think, well, it was Trump that was, you know, he was engaging. That's why. No, this is what their playbook is from now on, to simply destroy all our candidates, create false news stories.
Sure.
And turn the narrative into everything that is anti-pro-American. So, Rich, what we need to do is, what are the solutions? What are we going to be able to do? This is now on. It's just not the 2020 election. We're going to be facing this. No matter if Jesus Christ was to come and run on the Republican ticket, the first thing they would say, well, he's a racist. He was a bigot.
He's a homophobe, clearly.
You know, that's what we're up against.
He's anti-dead. He came back from the dead. He's anti-dead. That's not right. Well, first off, let me tell you to take heart, because 10 million more people voted for Donald Trump in 2020 than voted for him in 2016. That's a huge increase for a sitting president, number one. Number two, because they played this little COVID game and were able to, I think, use the, you know, they picked six places where they said, this is where we got to win, and this is where we're questioning whether or not we're going to win. And look at how close some of these places were. If we do away with, and we need to, do away with these crazy vote-by-mail, no-signature-matching crap, then, you know, between you and me and all the other great conservative talk radio that's out there and the great things like, there are, Daily Caller, Ben Shapiro's website. You know, there's a whole bunch. The Daily Wire, there's just a ton of great websites. I'm sorry, Tucker Carlson's website is the Daily Caller. Daily Wire is Ben Shapiro's. There's a bunch of great stuff out there that is combating against ABC, NBC, CBS. We're running, you know, I'm not even comfortable calling those guys the mainstream media anymore because there are as many people looking at news from other sources as there are from places that we used to consider to be the places to get news. So there's a lot to be excited about. It's just that we have to be a little bit louder and a little bit more obnoxious and a little bit more in their face about it. We're never going to go riot, you know, and we shouldn't. But we can and will win this thing again because there's 74 million people out there, probably more now, who are really pissed off about what happened in 2020. And I expect them all to show up at the polls in 2022 and again in 2024. So don't get too down, man. It's easy to let that sort of take you over, but you can't do it. You gotta stay up for the fight, my brother.
No, we're fighting. We just need to realize what we're up against and how to defeat them. So, no, there's no reason to ever give up on what America is and what it can do for people. You know, so I just said, you know, we can go. My main point is, we can report about what the news media does all the time. We know what they're going to report on every side of the story. So that was our main point is.
Well, as long as we can make people understand that they're not being truthful, which is important, you know, it has to be, it has to be put out there. Jason, I got to run. We got to grab another call coming in. Dr. Andy Sokol, anything you want to add to what I just said, by the way? I feel like
I wonder what's going to change in the media for the next elections, you know, and what's going to keep it from being taken from us. You know,
well, again,
Trump really
you know,
had more voters. what's going to keep them from cheating again?
Well, the fact that we don't have COVID to lean on and to play the whole, well, everyone should be able to vote from home and we're going to, you know, paper the city. Look at what Georgia just did. Georgia just came up with a voter plan that is significantly tighter than what they had in 2020. And I would expect the same thing to happen in Wisconsin because they have a Republican legislature that is in the process of doing that. I would expect the same thing to happen in Arizona. We may never get that out of Pennsylvania, but, you know, you can still win without Pennsylvania. So, yeah, I really think that things are much more on the upswing than others. But then again, I'm Pollyanna, and I'm always looking on the bright side. Can't help myself. Cannot help myself.
We have.
And now it's too late to do anything else. So, because I took a long time with Jason. But he needed hand-holding. He needed to be told everything was going to be okay. Because I think everything is going to be okay. Look, man, in the second term of Obama, I had people telling me, we're never going to have another Republican president. Things have gone so bad. Things have turned so hard. There's just no way it's going to happen. And look at what happened. Donald Trump, he didn't just win. He won an electoral landslide. Never give up. Never surrender. That's Galaxy Quest, in case you're wondering. Thank you, Dr. Andy. A pleasure as always. We'll do it a week from Friday, and I'll be back tomorrow at noon. Leland Live with a verdict coming up next. Talk 99.5. Bye-bye now.